إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد وجيت الله سبحانه وتعالى وبسيط الصلاة عليه السلام وننبلت of the messengers and the prophets of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our iman and grant every one of us our request. Inshallah, we continue on the point 40. The 48th point in the book of Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala titled Usul Sunnah. Dear Sheikh Al-Allama, may Allah peace and tranquility be with him and all the scholars of Sunnah. The Sheikh said, وَمَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ بِذَنْبٍ يَجْبُ لَهُ بِهِ النَّارِ تَائِبًا غَيْرَ مُصِرْ عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ وَيَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُوَ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. On this point, the author, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, established another aslu, the foundation of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. As we normally say, that the Usul Sunnah are the points of references where Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah different from non-Ahl-Sunnah, known to be Ahl-Bid'ah wal-Furqah, the people of innovation and disunity. Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, there are foundations upon which the golden methodology is built. The Sheikh said, "Man laqiya Allah bi dhanbin," whoever among the Muslims that commits or falls into a sin, yajibu lahu bi innar, a sin that attracts the punishment with the hellfire, like zina, like drinking of alcohol, like a murder taking the life of an innocent person, like involving in injustice, and so on and so forth, of major sins that obstruct the punishment of hellfire. The Sheikh said, whoever that falls into any one of these, ta'iban غَيْرَ مُسْتِرٍ عَلَيْهِ, as such a person seeks Allah's forgiveness and Allah's repentance on that, غَيْرَ مُسْتِرٍ عَلَيْهِ, he is not justifying it, or he is not been for a long time in seeking Allah's repentance, because it is not everyone that falls into sin, that commits a major sin, seeks Allah's repentance. Some will still justify the sin. They will look for a loophole where they can justify the error they've committed. There are some people like that. They've done something sinful. Instead of them to seek Allah's repentance, you see them justifying the sin. Whereas there are some people as well, when they commit a major sin, they procrastinate their repentance on it. They don't seek Allah's forgiveness on it immediately as they commit the sin. Rather, they say, I will seek forgiveness. I will seek forgiveness. And upon that, he or she still continues in perpetrating such a major error. So whoever among the Muslims that commits a major sin, but it seeks the repentance of Allah, is not being adamant or is not being reluctant in seeking Allah's repentance on that. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلِهِ Allah will surely accept his repentance and Allah will forgive him. Allah will forgive him and he accept his repentance. وَيَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِي As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept repentance of his servant regardless of the type of sin or error that such a person involves himself in. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَكْفُرُ الظُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Allah forgives all sins. There's no anything that his servant committed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is beyond the mercy of Allah. Allah is so merciful that his mercy transverses the universe or transverses all types of sins that a man or a woman can commit. وَيَعْفُوَ عَلَى سَيِّهَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks the mistakes. He pardons the mistakes, regardless of the type of a mistake you involve yourself in. So far, you also establish it being a mistake, not justifying your doing of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the repentance and forgive the errors. This is a very big point of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Because we have some people, they believe that whichever major sin a person or a Muslim commits, there is no repentance for him. There is no repentance for him. This is the way of the Khawarij. This is the way of the sect known to be the Kharijism. They believe that مَنْ وَقْعَ أَوْ مَنْ اِكْتَرَفَ كَبِيرَةً مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ Whoever that commits or involves in any one of the major sins, لَا يَكْفُرُ اللَّهُ لَهُ وَلَا يَقْبَلْ تَوْبَتَهُ Allah will not forgive him. Allah will not accept his repentance. This is not the way of the Muslims. The way of the Muslims is that regardless of the type of sin you commit, the error you involve in, once you are ready to seek Allah's repentance, he's ready to accept your repentance as well. So the way of the Khawarij is not the way of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We also have another group of sects in the edge, in the other edge of destruction, because they believe that no need for repentance. Because Allah will not ask you of any sin that you commit. No. This is also an error. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question the individual of sins of errors that one commits, then what is the essence of calling it error? Why is it a sin? A sin is disobedience to God. So if you are in a group where you are told that continue to do anything you want to do, God will not ask you anything because of this, because of that, because of your closeness to Him or because of your closeness to the one that is close to Him, or because of this, because of that. This is another error. This is another misunderstanding. No matter how you are close to God, sin is sin. Error is error. And you seek repentance from it. So the way of Ma'al al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the way of the Muslims in general, the understanding of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with, is there are sins, there are errors, there are dhunub, there are ma'asi, there are errors, there are sins, there are sijiat, there are mistakes, and every one of us must protect ourselves against them. Yes. And this is the essence of obedience to God. Obedience to God. Obedience to God means you do exactly as Allah, as your God, commands you to do. Doing the opposite is disobedience. When Allah commands you to do something, or He rules something to be an obligation upon you, or He wants you against something, or He makes something to be a sin, or a major sin upon you, then you have to abide by the law of God. Doing the opposite of this is known to be a sin. It's a disobedience to God. So an every disobedience to God attracts